This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SCORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. The segment is brought to you by Scooney Side-by-Side Service Center in Elkhorn, right off of Greenfield. You can call them for an appointment, 619-499-7536. They're at 202 Greenfield Drive in Elkhorn. They can take care of all your accessories, upgrades, lights, winches, service, maintenance, and insurance repair. That's right. Insurance companies acknowledge them as a qualified shop to do all your repairs. If you need to get your brakes, shocks, oil changes, or any upgrades done, you need to call Scooney to keep your wheeling on the weekend, 619-499-7536. And if you get your buggy or truck or motorhome or RV a little on the muddy side and you need somebody to clean it, Crystal Clear Detailing is there for you. From your, like I said, your motorhome, boat, RV, motorcycle, travel trailer, side-by-side, buggy, you name it, they'll clean it. Give Miguel a call at 858-229-3669. And when you do, make sure you tell him thanks for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. And last but not least, Ed Hansen's Muffler. If you got a vehicle you want to upgrade, maybe you need to replace a catalytic converter or do a cat-back exhaust system, or maybe you need specialized exhaust, Ed Hansen's Muffler has been doing it for as long as mufflers have been around. 619-698-7030, or go to hansenmuffler@gmail.com, where all your pipe dreams come true. All right, there's been a phenomenal event yesterday out at the desert called the Lost Lizard Fun Run. Audrey is at the event. Ed's on the line. I'm not quite sure where he's at, but I guess Ed, Audrey's going to throw the ball to you.
Okay, I'm in El Centro right now. I left the event. I have a friend with a house here, and so I rode over to have a quiet place to talk with a strong signal. So I'm in a house here. We had a great event yesterday, and I'm always nervous coming up to these things. You know, all kind of stuff can go wrong, and everything really went right. First of all, we had record-setting number of entries. We had 746 entries, which is 46 more than our best before. The route was really great. It was fun. It was well-marked. Nobody got lost. All the checkpoints were fun. One of our checkpoints backed out at the last minute, and Shuny's, that shop in El Cajon, came through and set up. And you know what they did? They brought a bounce house out there so kids could jump around in it. So that was a fun checkpoint. The raffle went really well, too. And maybe from the outside it looks fine, but we've kind of struggled with the organization of the raffle in the past. And last night everything went super smooth. And I think you know Chris Boyer. He was our MC again, and he kept it flowing. He is such a professional. You know, he has that radio show on KGB in the mornings, and he came out and helped us. He also off-roads an international scout, but he's got the gift of gab, and he does a great job talking, introducing all the different prizes and calling the numbers. So everything just went great. The weather was good. The wind was mild, warm days, mild evenings. Couldn't have been better. I'm super happy.
Okay, is that it?
Well, so, you know, part what makes it the funnest thing for me personally is we have this giant stuffed lizard. It's about 3 feet long, and his name is Max, and it's called the Lost Lizard Fun Run. And so we strap the lizard to my back, and I ride around with a roll of raffle tickets. And if people can find me out on the course, they get a raffle ticket. So I go around and I stop at the checkpoints and people run over. And it's like the highlight of my day, of my time doing all this stuff. People run over, I got the lizard, I got the lizard. And they get the raffle ticket. So great event. Superstition open area. It's between Ocotillo and El Centro. Not Ocotillo Wells, but it's kind of close to Highway 8. It's a big open area. And we didn't go on Superstition Mountain. We were in the Mud Hills next to it, more to the southeast of the mountain. We had our base camp at the dip, and it was everything went great. The raffle went an hour and a half. We had that much stuff to give away. I think one of the prize, the big prize was a home paint job, $2,500 towards painting your house inside or out. And gosh darn, I can't remember the name of the company.
San Diego Local Painting.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. There you are. So what did you think of the event? How did it go in your eyes?
It was a great event. A huge shout out to our volunteers. We couldn't have done it without Laura Rockwood, Diana Jones, and Jeffrey Jones, Stephen Laura Rockwood. Rick Moore is a huge help. Krista, I cannot tell you thank you enough for her. She started a new business, Pacific Codes Awards and Apparel, and she was out there with some really cool different shirts, bedazzled out and stuff. We had a wonderful turnout. San Diego Local Painting for our poker hands. It's a poker run. So there's a 25-mile course with five checkpoints every 3 to 5 miles. You get out, play games. San Diego Local, you win best poker hand, second best poker hand, worst poker hand win prizes. And not only did San Diego Local Painting throw down $3,000 cash for us, a $2,500 bucket prize towards $2,500 of having your house painted, however, whatever you wanted done to your home. They also, for the poker hand, threw down prizes of, for the best hand, second best hand, and worst hand, you can have one bedroom in your house painted. And they would completely cover all the cost of the paint, they tape it, everything that you would need to have your home one room painted. And I can't tell you, I had two people who won the poker hands with the trophies. Trophies were made by Desiree Bates with the Dirt Rider Foundation, or Born Dirty. She created these really awesome trophies. And so they got that, and then they got a room painted from San Diego Local Painting. Having a small business like that, that's just, you know, a guy who likes to go out to the desert, that likes our cause and wants to support us, throwing down, you know, so much money. You know, all in all, his sponsorship's going to equal well over $7,000 at the end of the day from one person, one small business. If we have more small businesses like that step up and help us out, it would be absolutely amazing. But the bad thing, the rough thing with that is the big guy. You know, a lot of the big names don't step up and don't give us what we need, and that's what's difficult. You know, we're doing this so that we can get a lobbyist again, and we can fight the fight and protect our land to keep public lands open. And right now, CORVA did not agree and backed out of the Off-Road Legislative Coalition. ASA has backed out of the Off-Road Legislative Coalition because the cost for the lobbyist, which is $4,000 a month, they don't want to split with us. You know, our cost for a lobbyist has almost tripled from what we used to be paying 2 years ago. So if we getting, you know, into small businesses like this to step up is such a huge, huge impact in our industry for us. So I just want to give a huge shout out to San Diego Local Painting, to SUNY Side by Side, to all of our checkpoint volunteers and all the volunteers that help us put on the Lost Lizard. We had record numbers of people out there, over 5,000 people.
I tell you what, we're right here at the break. You go feed your dog, and we'll come back. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire. Hey, if you have a big rig stuck on the side of the road with a flat, man, who are you going to call? Well, it'll be Wayne Miller Mobile Tire, 619-596-2800. That's Wayne Miller Mobile Tire. But guess what? They do a whole lot more. They also will do your services on all your vehicles. They'll do wheel alignments, tires, brakes, shocks, suspension. Suspension repair, transmission work, oil changes, and a whole lot more. You need to give Ricky a call, 619-596-2800. That's 619-596-2800. Wayne Miller Tire, where they truly care about how you roll. All right, we got Audrey and Ed out at close to Superstition. They did the Lost Lizard Fun Run. So, Audrey, do you have a list of some of the other sponsors? And I heard Scooney won best checkpoint, which is kind of interesting when he was just a fill-in for you.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. They came in, they had adult jumpies. Each checkpoint is responsible to bring their own games and their own setup. And they did an absolutely amazing time out there. I don't know what the other games were at the other ones. I don't leave base camp, unfortunately. We don't really talk about what it is.
Let's see if Ed knows. Ed, do you know all the list of the other checkpoints so we can give them a little accolades?
Well, I know who they are.
ARC Troopers was one.
Who?
ARC Troopers was one. FJ Cruiser Club is another one.
Okay.
Tierra del Sol, they had the dunk tank in the base camp.
Okay.
That was fun. You know, it's funny when you see people get dunked.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Audrey, I'm forgetting.
We have ARC Trooper. San Diego Jeep Club?
Oh, San Diego Jeep Club. San Diego Jeep Club, that's right. So they all... Every checkpoint did a great job. And sometimes people come out to do a checkpoint and they don't realize how many people are going to be coming up and they get behind and they get frustrated. But everybody did a great job this time and kept people moving through, keeping it fun. And even when you're waiting around at the checkpoint for your turn to play the game, it's fun to watch other people playing the game.
Sure.
So it's just a great time.
How about, do you have a list of some of the raffle prizes that we want to give some accolades to them as well?
Gosh, I don't. I'm sorry.
I've got crow armor.
Hold on a second, Ed. Go ahead, Audrey.
I have a TE Motorsports threw down harnesses along with crow armor, had side-by-side UTV 4-point harnesses to update and upgrade your safety. We had Rhino USA threw down almost $1,200 in prizes. We had three synthetic rope toe straps. We had a 1-inch 30-foot. We had a 7-8 20-foot. We had two 7-8 20-foot. And then a heavy-duty vehicle tie-down kit. And those are really important because, you know, one of the things that SDRC promotes is safety. And one of the things that a lot of people don't know how to do is how to properly secure your vehicle on your flatbed trailer that you're towing behind you. So having the vehicle tie-downs as a raffle prize was a huge, one of the things that we like to point out, and one of the things that we did was safety with the commercial for Rhino USA on theirs. We had Shunies gave us a light bar. South Coast RV gave us... RV rug mats and jack blocks and security lights and interior lights. And then we had Canyon Coolers threw us a couple of coolers. We had Imperial Valley Realtor Association with Amy Vollmer and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking her name, Michelle something, I believe, with the Imperial Valley Realtor Association that gave us about $500 in gift cards and a cooler full of snacks and goodies. Alba Motorsports, Alba Racing, gave us some wheels and tires for quads. So you got a set of new tires for your front and your rear wheels for quad. We had two sets of those given by Alba for about $500. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire gave us a $500 gift certificate towards a set of tires of your choice. Moto World of El Cajon gave us a $250 gift bags that had a $100 gift card and a hat and a shirt in it. Some other little good stuff. El Cajon Ford threw down, as well as Weddle Industries gave us, two $250 gift certificates towards a new transmission or gear housing to upgrade your gears if you need to. We had some really great prizes this year. ORW gave us three buckets that were $200 gift cards with a shirt and a hat and a pair of socks and something else in it from ORW, and that $200 to be used for parts or labor. So that's really awesome. MIT threw down $50 gift certificates towards labor. And, you know, eBay Motors threw down. We had Treb Arrow, who's a pilot, an aeronautical pilot. And he also owns, co-owns TE Motorsports. So TE Motorsports, I think it's Toyota Escondido Motorsports, or it's Temecula. I forget, but they're in Temecula. They're just actually in Temecula. And so he co-sponsored with Treb Aeronautical because he's a pilot, so he does things. And again, that's just another guy who's been out to our event, and we posted saying, you know, we need help. We need sponsors. Please hit us up. We were on the radio saying, we need help. Please sponsor us. And, you know, he just reached out and said, I want to help you guys out. How can I help you? And stepping up and doing that. And, you know, I really hope that more big names come to the plate and step up to the plate, because with what we have coming down the line with Assembly Bill 3030 and trying to lock up 30% of the land, air, and water, with them coming after Oceana Dunes as much as they have. And then if you look, 3 years ago, they put wind dust testing stations at Ocotillo Wells. And then this last year, this season, there's brand new dust testing stations at Superstition. I saw three dust testing stations. Two of them were at the base of Superstition Mountain, and one of them was at the base of the dunes when I was out 2 weeks ago at the I-8 Desert Race. And that scares me. Because what the Air Pollution Control District, the APCD, and what CARB, California Air Resources Board, is trying to do and wants to do scares me. Because, again, it's not logical. They don't follow the true science. And it's emotional. It's all emotional in what they're trying to do. And seeing the dust testing station back at Superstition, Ed can attest to this. San Diego Off-Road Coalition, like 20, 22 years ago or so, with Ecologic, had to file a lawsuit for Imperial County because they tried to interject very strict rules and regulations because of the dust out there, and saying that we kicked up a lot of the dust, when in all actuality, the majority of it comes from the surrounding fields. And the farm workers and the farmland out there. And so, but it's easier to blame our sport and our industry than the farmers, obviously. So, it's what this is, our big fundraiser. This helps us to raise the money that we need to file a lawsuit or do an injunction and fight back against the agencies that are trying to push too much regulation and shut us down. So, you know, hopefully with what we just accomplished. We had record-breaking numbers. I don't know what any of our financials were. We have to get back and finish paying the bills and figure all that out. But considering that we had our biggest turnout ever in our 18 years of doing the Lost Lizard Fun Run, 746 poker hands sold, and the most people out to the desert that I've ever seen. I really hope that we can move forward and hire a lobbyist and follow suit with the plan of furthering education and furthering UTV side-by-side safety and just making the desert safer for all of us out there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, it definitely sounded like a lot of fun. I'm sure folks, all the advertisers or supporters, not advertisers, but supporters of the Lost Lizard Fun Run, you know, if you didn't win anything, at least support them and thank them for supporting the Lost Lizard Fun Run. And hopefully next year we can do even better. So stay tuned. And just in case you're curious, Audrey and Ed are only going to be on once a month now because they're trying to divert the other money they were spending for radio towards getting a lobbyist. And if you want to help out with that lobbyist fee, feel free to reach out to sdorc.org because they can use all the help we get, because once it's closed, it very rarely ever opens up again. Who we got coming up next for the next two segments?
So I'm super excited. As you guys know, we've partnered with Clean Desert. Clean Desert is a C3 organization that has done a lot in regards to throwing huge desert cleanups, mainly up in Barstow area, District 37, Hungry Valley, and, you know, up near Slash X and Hodge Road. He does great stuff. We teamed up and we did the Jamboree together and partnered with that. I will be taking off and heading up to his event next weekend, but we're going to have Adam Philbin with Clean Desert join us, to discuss, next weekend's event. So if you missed the Lost Lizard, hopefully you can get out there, still partake and just, get your community service. If you got a speeding ticket or something like that, we'd be happy to write you a letter and help you with that. Come on out and have a good time.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I'm sure you could use the rest. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk Clean Desert right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by S&S Off-Road Magazine. You know, if you do any off-road, you will absolutely love S&S Off-Road Magazine. Go to SSORMAG.com. They're online, hundreds of pages of information, everything from stories written by Ed Stoven to classifieds to games to events and the latest news on what's going on when it comes to events, racing, and just the off-road scene in general. Go to SSORMAG.com. All righty now. We've got our good buddy. Let me get the page here flipped over. We got Adam Furbin. How you doing, Adam?
Doing great. How you doing, Dave?
All right. The challenge is you got to outdo SDORC with your event next week.
I wish we could. Those guys are doing some great things out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But you've got, you're with Clean Desert. Just to start off, maybe folks are not aware of who Clean Desert is. Why don't you kind of give us a breakdown, because you're going to have the next two segments.
Perfect. So Clean Desert's a group of friends that put together a nonprofit, basically to give back to our sport to clean the deserts, make sure that off-roaders aren't being blamed for all the dumping that's going on, and showing that we're part of the solution and, you know, hopefully keeping the desert clean and open for generations to come.
Yeah, and that is so important. And like I said, you know, it's going to take a group you know, to make this happen. And like I said, I've said this 100 times, and I even almost hate to say it, but the government uses our money to take away things that we deserve or we have been gifted, and we have to use our money to fight our money. And that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're working as hard as we can to give back. And I think, you know, off-roaders could probably do a better job at rallying everybody together to push back against losing our land. But, you know, we're all doing a bit and pieces of different things that we can do to try to make sure that the impact is great for off-road and we can keep the sport alive and have our public lands to play in.
You know, you hit it right on the head. You know, I said this when I first started this show with Ed and Audrey. I mean, we need to get all of the factions together that are trying to keep the desert open and work as a unit, because guaranteed the government and all of their entities, they're just, you know, they're bonded. I mean, they all have one goal, and that's to close us down. And it's great that we have all these different factions that are trying to keep the deserts open, but they need to group together as one coalition to fight the fight. But, you know, again, I know you and I would agree with this. It's not hard, not easy to put a bunch of groups together like that, especially when everybody on your side, this isn't their full-time job. On the other side, it is their full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, we all do this and are just donating time,
sure,
you know, trying to keep afloat and have fun. But certainly I think, you know, the good thing about everyone kind of working, I mean, we need to work together and, you know, everyone's kind of teaming up, trying to do better with that. But I think each faction or each company has different goals, which align better probably for what they're great at. And so San Diego Off-Road Coalition, like in a lot of the companies, I give my hats off to them because they're doing a lot more of the political side of the job. And that's something that for me is super frustrating. And so I'd rather be boots on the ground, putting on events and trying to rally troops and educate the next generation of off-roaders, what to expect, how to get involved, and to really show their support for everything that we do. And so where San Diego Off-Road Coalition does such a great job, I wouldn't even know where to start. And so this is, you know, kind of my little area that I can make the biggest impact for what my abilities are.
Right.
And so I think it's okay for us to have our own unique assets.
Sure.
And we do need to join together to make sure that we're all pushing the same way.
Absolutely. So what do you got planned for next weekend? Where is it? What is it? And what will people expect if they take the trip?
Yeah. So next weekend, we have one of our annual large events out in Barstow. So it's out off Outlet Center Drive and I-15 in the Stoddard OHV area. Most people know it as Barstow, Maine, because it's one of the large race courses out there. It starts right there, just south of the outlet malls. So we're setting up, and we're going to have sign-ups starting at 8. Everyone needs to come sign up. We have 400 free event shirts for the first 400 people that sign up in the morning. We have Del Taco bringing about 300 breakfast burritos to those people signing up. So those are all free as well. And then we send everybody out in their vehicles from about 8:30 to about 11:30. So just a couple hours. But we say, go use your vehicles, go have fun. And so they'll go out, and as they're off-roading and having fun with their friends, they're picking up trash at the exact same time. Really, it's they're using their vehicles to go find trash.
Perfect.
When they fill their vehicles, they bring them back to our dumpsters. They dump all the trash, and they get raffle tickets for our free raffle. At 11:30, we do free lunch for everyone. So our friends at Bad Lines Good Times will be cooking broths and baked beans and everything for lunch. That was all provided by Weddle Industries. And so they basically, all the volunteers, free lunch, having a good time. And then about 1 o'clock, we'll do a raffle. And so we have about $20,000 to $30,000 worth of raffle prizes. That's a free raffle for everybody that comes. Some really great prizes. Like, we have a rear end housing from Camberg.
Wow.
Off-road and MagnaFlow. It's about a $1,500 housing. We have bump stops, from Locked Off Road and ADF, set of Deaver leaf springs. That's worth about $1,000. some really big prizes. Baja Designs lights, Total Chaos suspension, BTF suspension, a lot of great things from a lot of great off-road organizers out there and companies helping to give back for all our volunteers.
Wow, that is fantastic. Hey, Ed says he has his finger up, so I guess he has a question.
Hey, I wanted to say that the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame thought highly enough of Adam's organization to give him a big grant. Isn't that true, Adam?
Wow.
Did you get some money from them?
Yeah, we just got back a couple weeks back from Off-Road Hall of Fame, which to me is amazing. I mean, coming from the outside and being a small-time racer in my early days, you know, it's something that you really look up to everybody that's being inducted and everything that's going on there. This year, they did recognize Clean Desert. So not for my racing performance, because that's dismal, but for what we're doing in the sector of just cleaning up and helping give back. And to me, you know, that was one of the highlights of everything that I've ever done off-road related. So really excited. And our team was able to join. And, you know, it was really a great night for everyone.
And I think that's a nomination award, if I'm not mistaken. Don't people in your industry nominate to the Motorsports Hall of Fame, you know, certain companies, entities, racers, and what have you? So not only was it a great award to you, but to have your peers see the value of what you do, that's really got to be a very, very prestigious award for your group.
I mean, I feel like it when, you know, we're putting on all these hours and all this time and, you know, there's not really any payback for anything that we do. We don't collect revenue. It all goes back into the desert. And so having any type of recognition like this is, you know, through the roof for us. And that's what keeps us going. Because sometimes, you know, you don't know if your impact is enough or if it's being recognized by the right people. But when you get that call and you get to stand on stage with some of the most prestigious racers in the entire world.
Wow.
That's a pretty neat thing to be a part of.
That is fantastic. Well, it just shows you're doing the right thing, and that should motivate, you know, your folks to, you know, continue on the fight. Yeah, you're right. It's not something that you do that you get rewarded on a regular basis. If anything, if you do something wrong, you'll get more press that way than if you do something right. So hats off to the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame, and really hats off to you and your team. I know it's not all just you, because you have a pretty good group of people that work just as hard as you do to make, you know, to keep these deserts clean. And I'd love sometime when you don't have to do this anymore. Wouldn't that be great if you don't have to clean the desert?
I would love it. I mean, I jokingly say that, you know, anybody that wants to understand how we put on these events and how it's all done, I'm willing to give all that up and show anybody how it can be done. Because I think, you know, the greatest impact would be that at some point there's so much competition or so many people out there doing such a great job that we work ourselves out of the job. And for, you know, this is probably the one time that I think anybody could say that would be amazing to have that happen.
Absolutely. So, I I'd love it when I hear groups like yourself that do get rewarded by the industry, because like I said, that normally doesn't happen. And it wasn't like you did all of this to try to get that award. You do all of this to keep the deserts open, keep the government from saying, hey, yeah, look at the off-roaders, look how terrible they left the desert, look at all this trash, when in all honesty it's not the off-road community, it's other entities that come in. I mean, we just had down here in San Diego some construction companies took trash out to the desert and dumped it because they didn't want to go to the city dump and dump their trash. Well, guess who gets blamed for it? The off-road community.
Yeah, unfortunately, up in Barstow, anywhere you find a city right outside a desert or open landscape, you're going to see a lot of that happening. Yeah. And that's mostly what we pick up out there.
Yeah, I know. I say it. I mean, Ed and Audrey and I, we've been doing radio for a long time. And, you know, and every time they have a cleanup out of the desert, I mean, it's tons. Just tons. And it just makes, you know, maybe I was just brought up differently. You don't throw stuff out the window. If you pack it in, you pack it out. But tell you what, can you hang with me for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the future of Clean Desert right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Lifestyle Garage out in lovely Lakeside. You can call us 619-499-5323. If you just bought a Jeep, Toyota, Ford, Dodge, it doesn't make any difference, and you want to put your own personal touch on it, that's where the name came from, Lifestyle Garage. Tony and his team will sit down and chat with you to find out what direction you want to go, what's your budget, what is it that you're looking for, and he will recommend the right parts and pieces to keep you a big smile on your face. And as a side note, he does general repair as well, general service. And if you're a fleet customer and you've got more than a couple of vehicles and you need somebody that can get your vehicles in and out in a timely fashion at a decent price, then you need to call them at 619-499-5323. They're right there at Winter Gardens Boulevard in Lakeside. You can't miss it. The place is huge. That's Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside, 619-499-5323. All right, we're talking to Adam Philbin. He's from Clean Desert. Adam, how long have you been doing this?
So we originally started back in 2006. Ran from 2006 to 2010 and then took about 9 years off. Came back in 2019.
Okay.
Been running strong since.
All right. And if people want to help you out, what's the easiest and best way to get a hold of you?
Best way is probably our Instagram. It's just Clean Desert.
Okay.
Also, you can go to our website, clean-desert, spelled with a Z.org.
Okay. Very good. So the event's coming up. Again, what's the address, or do you have an address, or is it just out?
We don't have an address. It's in the middle of the desert, right? But really, it's Interstate 15 and Outlet Center Drive,
okay,
just south of Barstow Outlet Mall.
And then you just have to go look for all the vehicles because there will be plenty.
Yeah, we anticipate about 400 or 500 people. We
Whoa.
Have 15 to 20 vendors set up, and it's going to be hard to miss. We'll have about 10 dumpsters set up out there as well.
That's excellent. And what time does it start?
Sign up start at 8 a.m.
Okay. And then you'll just run till sundown?
No, so it's only a half-day event. So like I said, we do lunch at noon. We do a raffle at 1.
Oh.
Afterwards, since it's Veterans Day weekend, we're going to do a bit of a flag run set up with our friends from down from Auburn. So every vehicle has American flag. We'll just do a quick run. And then that afternoon typically just turns into everyone out using their trucks, having a good time.
Perfect.
And so, you know, it's all about having fun, but also making a good impact. And usually we fill 10 dumpsters in 3-4 hours. So that's our quitting time.
Isn't that crazy? 10 dumpsters. And I know they're not little dumpsters either.
No, these are the 40 cubic yards. So, but like you said, when you find a lot of illegal dumping,
right.
debris from contractors and stuff, and with 400 or 500 people, that's a lot of truckloads, a lot of trash being dumped pretty fast.
So is somebody helping you with these dumpsters as far as donating them or hauling them away and dumping all the trash?
Yeah, so we work with local resources that help us with all of that.
Okay.
Really everything that we do is pretty much either donated by sponsors, either they donate product or cash, and you can imagine that these events get pricey with that many people, feeding that many people, having resources with restrooms and dumpsters and gloves and trash bags. And so everything is donated by our sponsors, and we're always looking for companies to help out because, you know, it becomes quite daunting putting on events like this.
So that would be kind of a cool, if a business wanted to, you know, donate, they could donate, you know, the pickup and delivery and dumping of a dumpster, you know, put a price tag on it and, you know, maybe get a banner. They can put it on the side of the dumpster so that when people come out, you know, they can say, hey, look at that, you know, so-and-so off-road donated this dumpster. Because if you can, you know, 10 of them, you know, say $1,000 a dumpster, because I know it's not cheap to have a semi come out, drop it, and then pick it back up and then dump it.
Yeah, no, the operating cost of these events, where you think they're, you know, inexpensive, they add up pretty fast. But again, it's all worthwhile at the end of the day.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I took my little 86 Toyota 4x4 to the city dump with just greenery, $75. So I can just imagine a 40 cubic foot dumpster would cost. So I think, you know, and that would be a real easy donation. And are you guys a 501c?
Yes. Yeah, we are. We set that up during COVID.
Perfect.
To be able to make our whole event a little bit more streamlined.
And, you know, tax season is going to be coming around the corner soon. If you need to, you know, find some money to donate it, you could probably donate this year for your event next year. Or how many events do you do a year? Let me ask you that.
So our main two cleanup events is this one in November in Barstow. Okay. And we also do President's Day, February, out in Ocotillo Wells.
Okay.
At the Main Street Event Center. And then summertime, we're always kind of changing up, doing different things, whether it's a nighttime cleanup in Hodge. This last year, we worked with San Diego Off-Road Coalition to put on the event in Lakeside. We're talking maybe about doing something up in Pismo this summer, but we'll see mm-hmm. get through this event and President's Day in Ocotillo first.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge. I mean, because like you said, if you're going to expect that many people, that many vehicles, whew, I mean, people have no idea how much work goes into it. Everything from putting the event on, but just dealing with permits and organizing everybody, and 'cause you really want it to be as smooth as possible so that everybody, you know, walks away with a smile on their face and they can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, we have a pretty good everyone walks away typically. They either walk away, you know, they have a free event shirt that they walk away with.
Oh, cool.
A full belly from our friends that are cooking, great food. And then the chance for winning at the raffle with, you know, so much product donated. Usually, you know, everyone's winning at least something. We also do raffles for kids. So we have a sponsor, Deluxe Window Tent, has donated money to buy all the kids raffle prizes. So usually everyone walks away with something that they've won. And so it really turns into, you know, a great day where, you know, cleaning is the main goal of it all, but you walk away, you feel great because you did something wonderful. You got to hang out with a ton of great people all day. And then if you're lucky enough to win something, you won something, you have a free event shirt. So it just turns into a fun event all day long.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that you don't make it a marathon. I mean, you let them work for a half a day and then they can pretty much enjoy themselves for the other half of the day. I think that's a smart way of putting an event on without burning anybody up.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to myself and all my friends, like, because we're donating our time, if we're not having fun, it's a hard thing to continue to do.
Yeah.
And so I look at that with our volunteers as well, as, you know, I don't want people working overly hard, mm-hmm. right? Because then they're not going to want to come back. But let's make it fun for everyone. And that's the biggest thing, is if it's fun, you'll get more people. And I think that's been a large part of our success to get so many volunteers out to the events.
What about kids? I mean, I know kids are probably welcome, but are you going to have anything special for kids where parents can bring their kids out and maybe learn more about off-roading, the desert, and cleanup?
Yeah, so as we continue to grow and as we continue to do this, we're trying to focus a lot on kids because they're the next generation.
Yep.
And so that's been a big thing with our kids' raffles. We're raffling off about $600-$700 worth of kids' toys.
Wow.
And so the goal is, you know, again, most of the kids will walk away with something. And our goal is to show them that, you know, going out, cleaning up a little bit, you get rewarded and you get to have a good time. At our events, we see more and more kids coming, which is great because I have a young one as well. And mm-hmm. so I love seeing all the kids out there having a good time, participating and enjoying the desert with their parents, because those are the memories they're going to have when they're older of, you know, all these great trips they had. And hopefully the cleanups are a part of that.
And the beauty of it is, too, is that as you get the kids out, now you have an opportunity to train them properly. you know, to off-road etiquette, safety, wear your gear, you know, be respectful, you know, follow all the rules and regulations. Because I think when COVID hit and everybody and their mother was so tired of being cooped up, they went and bought off-road vehicles and went to the desert with zero training. And you can get into a lot of trouble when you go out and you're not, you know, totally prepared, whether you're equipment prepared or if you're mentally prepared. You know, and you never go out to the desert by yourself. You should always go out with, you know, some people in the event you get stuck, you get in a situation where you get hurt. So I think that's very smart on Clean Desert's part to invest in the future, which are the kids.
Yeah, and it's interesting you bring that up because we're actually talking with one of our great sponsors, Terra Crew, because they have a huge reach. And we're going to actually be coming out with what I'm calling teachable moments.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back to when I was younger in my teens and 20s and going to the desert for the first time, you're trying to learn about etiquette and everything. And so we have about 20, 25 different topics where it's things that we can help people. You know, as simple as you shouldn't be burning pallets, right? Because it leaves nails everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. When you're riding in side-by-sides, make sure you don't put your hands out because people are losing fingers, losing hands, losing arms. Things just like picking up trash before you go to bed because in Ocotillo and Barstow, the winds kick up at night, right? And so trash gets blown out of trash cans or off tables, and it's adding trash in the desert. And so we have all these different topics we want to bring up of just desert etiquette of how you should kind of look at it. And so it's another way for Clean Desert to give back because it's, you know, we can't just stop it doing cleanups.
Right.
I want to figure out better ways because, you know, it's frustrating for me to see people getting hurt in the desert.
Yeah.
If they're not using hand signals. The desert needs to be a good time for everyone. And so how do we fix some of the other issues that we have as well?
Well, you join Clean Desert. It's real simple. How do people get a hold of you again one more time?
Clean Desert on Instagram is our main contact page. And then you can go to our website, clean-desert, spelled with a Z.org.
All right, buddy. Hey, it's always good talking to you. Thank you very much. Good luck on your event next weekend. And I have a sneaky feeling we'll be talking down the road.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. But guess what? San Diego Automotive Museum Radio is right around the corner. Lenny is in the house. He didn't bring Morgan, so I'll be all over him like you know what. It'll still be a good show. Stay tuned. This is KCBQ AM 1170, The Answer.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.